You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to your daily dose of entertainment news. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood first. British actress Golda Rochewell, who's best known for playing Queen Charlotte in the hit Netflix series Bridgerton, has joined the cast of the 14th season of Doctor Who. She'll be joined by the new Doctor Shruti Gatwa, who recently starred in Sex Education and Masters of the Air. The BBC's yet to announce further details about Rochewell's character, but she will make her debut in the first episode of the new season. Doctor Who Season 14 is set to premiere on Disney Plus Hotstar on May 10th. Next piece of news, after months of delays and creative changes, Disney's soft reboot of Daredevil, the hit TV series, now titled Daredevil Born Again, finally appears to be on track. Under the new leadership of showrunner Dario Scardapane, the series appears to have added several characters previously axed from the original script for the series. This includes Eldon Henson's Foggy Nelson and Deborah Ann Woll's Karen Page, who will return for the new series. To heighten the excitement, new set photos have revealed that the fan-favorite character Frank Castle, aka The Punisher, will also return for the new series. John Bernthal will reprise his role as The Punisher and will join Charlie Cox, who plays Matt Murdock, Daredevil, and Vincent D'Onofrio, who also reprises his role as the sadistic villain Wilson Fisk. The series is set to premiere on Disney Plus in 2025. Next up, British Indian actor Dev Patel, who's best known for his starring roles in Slumdog Millionaire, Hotel Mumbai, Lion and the Green Knight, serves as the lead star and director in the action thriller Monkey Man. The film debuted at the South by Southwest Film Festival to rave reviews, with critics labeling Patel's directorial debut a success. The film tells a John Wick-style revenge tale of a young man, a former fighter of an underground fight club, who is on a mission to take down powerful individuals. The film features an ensemble cast of Charlotte Copley, Pito Bash, Shobhita Dhulipala, Sikandar Kher, Vipin Sharma, Ashwini Kalsekar, Aditi Kalkunte, and Markand Deshpande. The film has understandably generated considerable hype and excitement. However, the film's India release on April 19th has been postponed, according to reports. The CBFC has reportedly asked the producers, Universal Studios, to make several changes to the film, and the film could be released a week later on April 26th. Next up, T-Series and Chalk and Cheese Films have announced that the highly anticipated film Shree has officially been renamed Shreekanth Aa Raha Hai Sabki Aankhein Kholne. Directed by Tushar Hiranandani, the film tells the inspirational true story of industrialist Shreekanth Bolla, the first international blind student at MIT. Rajkumar Rao, Jyotika, Alia F. and Sharad Kelkar play pivotal roles in the biographical drama. Shreekanth Aa Raha Hai Sabki Aankhein Kholne is set to release on May 10, 2024. More Bollywood news. In an unexpected turn of events, Salman Khan has exited Karan Johar's highly anticipated production, Bull. With filming dates for the film constantly shifting over the past few months, Khan reportedly informed Johar of his decision to focus on Sajid Nadiadwala's upcoming film with A.R. Murugadas, which is expected to begin production in May this year. Khan and Johar's collaboration in the Vishnuvardhan directorial would have been the first time for the duo in over 25 years. Time now to look at the last piece of news. To wrap up this episode, Bollywood star Kartik Aaryan is set to collaborate with Vishal Bharadwaj for a new film titled Arjun Ustara. The film is touted as a gangster saga and will be filmed in Greece and Spain, and it is expected to commence production in the second half of 2024. According to reports, the film was initially planned to be released before the COVID-19 pandemic, with the late Irfan Khan playing the lead. While further details about the film have been kept under wraps, fans can expect an action-packed thriller produced by Sajid Nadiadwala. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.